Welcome to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. I'm your host, Deidreen Joyce, and I'm bringing you highlights from day two of the 2018 International Grand Convention. In Friday's general session, we heard from Young Living's president, Jared Turner.
Never stop pushing boundaries. To have the courage to live a life of curiosity and adventure, and to never stop growing, to maintain a sense of curiosity about the world. Here's a picture of Gary and I emerging out of the Arabian Sea in Oman after he asked me at the Diamond Trip to run into the waves in our clothes. We ran into the waves and a big wave took Gary under the water. He was a little bit shorter than me. And he looked at me terrified as I pulled him out of the water, and then he got that look of sheer joy on his face.
Later in the day, it was announced that in November of this year, Young Living will formally open the market in the Philippines. A new partner farm was also announced in a riveting seed-to-seal presentation from Lauren Walker, Dr. Mike Book, and Matt French.
So we are happy to announce the Happy Peely Tree as the ninth and newest Young Living partner farm!
Be sure to subscribe to Drop of Inspiration for an upcoming story on the Happy Peely Tree Farm and inspiring people who run it. Another highlight from the general session came from a guy who I currently share an office with, Director of Special Projects, John Wetton. John worked alongside Gary Young for nearly a decade and has an endless well of stories to draw from. In this touching tribute, he gives us a little glimpse of what it was like to work directly with the founder of Young Living.
The 2008 convention was less than a week away, and Gary and Ron Harris were standing in the parking lot unpacking a new CO2 cannon fashioned in the shape of a Ningxia Red bottle that was designed to shoot t-shirts into the crowd at convention. So Gary loaded the cannon with a t-shirt and said, "Let's turn it all the way up and see what happens." The t-shirt shot out with so much force that it shattered a car window in the next parking lot over. Gary said, "Wow, it's a good thing we tested this thing out before we used it on stage." He then turned to Ron and said, "Have legal write up a letter to let the owner of the car know that we will pay for the window." It was then that I knew that Gary was someone that would be fun to get to know better. So, shortly after that, Gary was looking for a new adventure companion, and I jumped at the opportunity, and I was having a blast. But about 4 years ago, I started to get a little bit burned out. I felt lucky to be part of Gary's adventures, but the nonstop travel was exhausting. It wasn't that I didn't love traveling with Gary, but 5 years of more than 200 days a year on the road was starting to take a toll. So I came up with a plan, which was to find someone with whom I could divide the travel work in half. All I had to do was to get Gary to agree to my plan. I was nervous about bringing this up with him. After all, I didn't exactly want to admit that a man twice my age was running me into the ground. So I decided to couch my proposal not as, you know, being burned out, but instead as a desire to have more work-life balance, you know, more time for a social life, maybe even find a girlfriend. So on a car ride between Petra Jordan and the Israeli border, I shared my plan with Gary and started to lay out my justifications. But he saw right through me because he interrupted me and said, "John, don't worry about it. You're not the first person I've burned out." The good news was that he gave me the approval to have HR post a duplicate of my job position and begin the search for someone with the right qualifications. So a few days later, when I got back to the office, I sat down, read through a few recent postings to try and figure out what a job description should look like, and I came up with this. Job summary. Traveling assistant to the founder. Primary duties and responsibilities. Travel with the founder and handle any technical issue that might come up with any electronic equipment, which includes, but is not limited to, smartphones, computers, cameras, projectors, or other AV equipment. Create keynote presentations for meetings and trainings the founder presents at. Shoot photos and video to document the founder's travels, discoveries, and general working conditions, and prepare these photos and videos for internal distribution. Assist in purchasing farm equipment or supplies related to the operation of the farms and distilleries. Drive large trucks. And operate other earth-moving equipment and farm implements and assist in harvesting and distillation. Qualifications. Must be a certified Mac genius. Must have a background in graphic design and video editing and demonstrate competency in industry standard photo and video editing software. Must have at least a basic competency in 3D drafting or 3D design software. Must be a competent photographer and videographer and demonstrate a thorough understanding of photographic techniques and terminology. Must be a native English speaker and be a confident writer and editor. Foreign languages, particularly Spanish, and I didn't speak Spanish, and it was troubling, while not required, would be extremely beneficial. Must have a valid driver's license with an excellent driving record. Must be able to drive a manual transmission. Must be familiar with auto mechanic tools and construction tools and practices. Must be able to work long hours outside in extreme temperatures and be able to carry heavy loads long distances over uneven terrain. Must not be afraid of heights, claustrophobic, or have any reservations about flying in small aircraft. Must be able to travel at moment's notice and be away in foreign countries for long periods of time, often working extended overtime for several weeks continuously without days off. Must possess a U.S. passport. Foreign travel experience required. Must be able to handle a very stressful working environment, often dealing with extremely short and unreasonable deadlines. Education. This employee must be wicked smart and able to learn new skills almost immediately under extreme stress. College education not required. So I emailed this job description to HR multiple times, requesting that the position be posted, but it never was. I'm really not sure why. There are, however, a few employees in Young Living who, by swapping out just a few words, this could perfectly describe what they did for Gary. There are many, many more whose job description reads quite differently, but contains an equally long and fun list of seemingly random and unrelated things that Gary has tasked them with over the years. And in almost all cases, these things have required immense growth and learning. Later, when I looked back at the job description, I realized that the person we were looking for wouldn't necessarily come with a specific set of skills, but rather we were looking for a person with a very specific attitude. Gary built a great company because he found people with a willing attitude, and then gave those people immense opportunities to grow, often tasking them with things for which they had little qualification. As people grew, Young Living grew. And it was this growth that made Young Living a living company. Gary was full of one-liners that described how he viewed the world. And anyone who has spent much time with Gary can probably quote a few of these. But when I think about Gary, it isn't a one-liner that comes to mind. You see, sometimes it's the things that we don't say, or rather won't say, that define us even more than the things that we do say. And if there is one thing that I'm sure that Gary Young never said, it would have to be the phrase, "That's not my job." No task was beneath him. He was a man who labored endlessly in every aspect of the pursuit of his vision and dream to bring essential oils and wellness to the world, a goal that he clearly achieved. So each one of you here today has set out on your own Young Living journey. You have probably discovered the work to be more challenging than you envisioned. I'm sure that all of you have had to learn new skills and extend your job description to include the things that you didn't imagine when you set out on this path. Things like shipping specialist, roll-on maker, vinyl cutter, speed texter, contest designer, community organizer, event planner, social media manager, Facebook group post approver. Instagram storyteller, book author, public speaker, teacher, traveler, video editor, photographer, graphic designer, software engineer, website developer, conflict negotiator, and maybe even philanthropist. In fact, in the future, there will be items added to your job description that haven't even been invented yet. The world is constantly changing, and you will be required to innovate with it, because that is what entrepreneurs do. If all of this seems overwhelming to think about, I would remind you where Gary's journey began all those years ago, with a quarter-acre plot of lavender grown from smuggled seeds behind the Spokane office. You are blessed to have as your founder one of the best examples of a pioneer that the world has ever known. If there's only one thing that you learn from Gary, I hope it would be: always do everything at 100%. Always turn it all the way up. Because the worst case scenario, you break a few car windows along the way. But it is far, far more likely that you will end up creating a business that blesses millions and millions of lives around the world. I wish you luck on your journey. I'll see you out there.
I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Drop of Inspiration. Tune in tomorrow for our final highlight episode from the 2018 International Grand Convention. And don't forget to subscribe.